As the blessed goddess of liberty speaks her heart to us, we offer her our love, our gratitude, our eternal obedience. We ask her to blaze through us whatever will help our beloved Saint Germain the most, to purify and free America, and through America, release the earth from that which is of human creation under which mankind has struggled throughout the centuries. We just send her our love and our love to the mighty I Am Presence with all the intensity we know how to send forth. Beloved of my heart, in entering into the release tonight of our effort to assist you in the great activities of the sacred fire for which you call, I wish to bring to your attention the fact that life is the only thing with which you have to deal anywhere in the universe. The only thing you or any individual has with which to accomplish anything that produces manifestation is the use of life. Your life, the life in the atmosphere, the life in the powers of nature. Life is the one thing that produces manifestation. And all energy is life, some form of life. And if you will understand that when you send forth a command by the energy of your own life to produce manifestation, then the life in the atmosphere about you must take up your command and the vibratory action and produce that condition. And I wish you to feel with all your hearts tonight how certain is the fulfillment of your every call. As you understand this, which we bring to your attention from time to time. Now, in entering into the explanation of what your life does and what you can do for life, try to realize that regardless of belief, explanation, or anything else, when your attention is upon a thing, that thing draws you into itself, because when your attention connects with something, your life has gone out to that part of life and become one with it. Therefore, unless the attention is controlled and placed upon the heart life of your mighty I Am Presence, or upon the life of the Ascended Masters, or Cosmic Beings, or Angelic Host, if you do not connect your life stream's energy there, well, then it does connect with the conditions of the physical world that life is manifesting here. And you have no idea what the magnetic pull is, my dear ones, upon individuals' entire life streams simply through the lack of the control of the attention. So in entering in to your mastery, I want you to feel tonight the absolute certainty of the fulfillment of your calls, because your life has gone into them to manifest that which is the perfection from our octave that you desire here. The energy flows wherever your attention directs it, my loved ones. And therefore, wherever your attention directs your energy, you follow. And I mean the body. And for this reason, if your attention comes to your mighty I Am Presence or to us, then your life energy flows into the perfection of our world. And that perfection flows back to fill your world. Now, when mankind realize the responsibility in the use of energy, they will more readily master conditions and control themselves, which means to master the energy inside of their own mental and feeling world. In the producing of manifestation of the outer world, supposing we take someone who's employed by a corporation, you go down to your office, you give the energy of your life, you give your life to that corporation to build that corporation's business, don't you? So many days a week. And so you draw the body into association with that life energy of the corporation. And the conditions that are there flow back into you, for you live in them during the hours you are working at your office. Well, when you understand that you have complete freedom to direct the energy of your life to your mighty I Am presence, own heart's flame of love's perfection, and you draw that back into your world, then you automatically become filled with that perfection, and your world is flooded with it through the radiation of yourself. When your attention comes to us, your life is one with our life. And as we have said before, we are but the more advanced consciousness of yourselves. And therefore, unless mankind understand our existence and our reality and accepts us with full freedom and full conscious illumination of what we can do for mankind, the masses of the people would go on indefinitely in the whirlwind of their own creation of discord. Since because of man's discord, the atmosphere becomes filled with discord, the individual breathes that back into himself and his body becomes discordant, the mind becomes discordant, the feelings become discordant, and that is what produces a mass saturation or accumulation of energy that returns upon mankind as war. And when you understand what the political war makers of the world have built by their deliberate conscious misuse of energy, you must realize how they have bound themselves in their own creation, from which they can never escape except by the assistance of an ascended master, one or more, in cooperation with the higher mental body of each life stream, to cut away the human accumulation until the life energy in the heart of that individual reaches up to the greater life and greater perfection and connects with it, so its perfection can flow back as a magnetic current to raise the outer self out of the discordant accumulation. Now, when you understand what power is yours through your decrees to connect your life with these magnificent manifestations and powers of infinite space, as you call to the great central sun, you will, my loved ones, flood back into yourselves and your world everything you are calling forth for the purification of your nation and the world. Now let me show you something that is my service to life. Since the statue of myself abides in New York Harbor, every life stream that turns its attention to that statue connects with my life. For we have told you, when you are in touch with a form of a thing, you are in touch with the presence of that thing. Because only the life of the presence produces the form of that presence. There has to be the consciousness and the life of an individual to produce the form of the individual, be it a statue or anything else, picture or otherwise. Therefore, when those life streams of mankind who have come to America behold that statue, I pour my sacred fire into connection with their life stream. Then, if their motive is not right toward America, I am certain authority and I have certain power to neutralize some of their intent. And therefore, my loved ones, when you begin to understand the mastery that is yours through your controlled attention, the oneness that is yours when you give us acceptance and recognition, power unlimited, manifestations of the sacred fire and all the other blessings of the universe will as surely begin to flow in and around you and your world of affairs as that you allow your attention and your life to become one with our life. And since our life continually raises, draws up and up into greater perfection, all that we contact, we are ever exerting the power of the great central sun magnet to raise everything onto a spiral higher whenever the attention comes to us or our octave of life. Now, since mankind is caught in a whirlwind of the forces of their own creation, and the attention is continually held there, unless there comes some shock from a cosmic angle to shatter that whirl of discordant energy, mankind's own creation would destroy them. So it is your privilege and mine, once knowing this law, to command the attention of the outer self to reach up to the greatest heights of perfection, to reach up to all the life that is greater than the life in this world, to reach up to all the perfection in the octave of light and in the ascended master's octave. And by your love and your attention there, unlimited assistance can flow back to you to flood your world with the perfection that is ours. Therefore, there is no part of life left without assistance. If the attention will go to the greater life and ask for help. That is the reason the admonition has been given mankind since the beginning of embodiment on this earth. The statement has been within life and repeated to mankind throughout the centuries, call unto me and I will answer thee. Therefore, when your decrees go forth, in your calls for the sacred fires, blessing and purity to sweep throughout your land, your mighty light reaching to the greater light will draw the greater life's power of perfection to sweep throughout the land the perfection for which you call. Therefore, I want to assure you that the fulfillment of your calls has to come into manifestation, because life is the only thing that can act anywhere in the universe. And your life in those calls to the greater life has to draw back the answers to those calls just as surely as the universe exists. Now, when you turn your attention to the great central sun, you recognize its existence. You send your love there, and you call it almighty cosmic life of perfection eternal. To come into a nation or into mankind, then, my dear ones, you swing the door wide for the cosmic assistance to come not only to the nation and the world, but come to you. And cosmic assistance to you means greater help for the attainment of the ascension, greater help to you to produce conditions out here that will bless all mankind and all life, even the life in nature. So, blessed ones, if you will think deeply on this and use this power with conscious realization of the oneness of yourselves with the greater life of perfection to which you call, and realize that is but the more advanced life of yourself, because all life is one. You may have unlimited assistance in every way possible that will bring you happiness, will hold protection, will bring you boundless supply, and does make you master over the conditions that have been generated by discord. And I am here to help you realize tonight your oneness with my life that guards America. Thank you so much, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, why do you suppose that in the consciousness of mankind, the desire arose to place a statue of myself there in New York Harbor? Because I was one who took the responsibility of mothering and guarding the people of this nation before the nation was formed. Thank you, precious ones. Since that was the service that my life and my love offered to the life that was to come into embodiment in America, I am still one with your life. And with the life of all that comes into America. For I offered protection for the purity and freedom of a nation by which the open door could be shown mankind of entering into the ascent of Master's octave in the attainment of the ascension. Now, when the life, which is the power to attain the ascension, offers to mankind the way and means of accomplishing it, then when you love it, when you love your mighty I Am presence first, and you love the beings who are ascended, the more you can be aware of your oneness with that life and the perfection of our octave of activity, then the more you are drawing yourselves by your own love into the perfection which our life is. And you cannot send that to us without us sending back to you infinitely more than you give, that there may be the greater power to raise you to greater heights. So, my dear ones, if I could tell you the millions of incidents where individuals in great distress have placed the attention upon some ascended being or the thought of the great God presence of life and held it there long enough, in every case the help came from that greater life to the lesser life because of the oneness of that life through the attention there. And so it is with you, so it is with the world. So tonight, since you have conscious understanding of your mighty I Am presence and the ascended host, and the great angelic host, we are hoping by certain activities we want to bring forth to the I Am student body to hold before mankind the greater service and understanding and love and blessings which come to the people of earth from the ascended masters and from the angelic host. And as mankind understands this and realizes by reaching up that these beings can come and lift mankind out of their distress, then will this knowledge of the mighty I Am presence exert its magnetic power of the great central sun magnet to hold mankind's attention upon the beloved I Am presence and the ascended host until the desire within individuals for help from the greater perfection of life brings the illumination, inner and outer, that enables the intellect to understand the law by which the outer self gives cooperation and makes application enough for the eternal freedom to come to mankind in this world. Now, the mighty Master Jesus long ago issued his command to life that when he became ascended, he would draw all mankind into that ascension also. The mighty Saint Germain, beloved Godfrey, and others of the ascended host have issued similar commands to life. And since in this activity of the I Am, the recognition of the power of the greater life to overcome conditions of so-called death in this world has come to the consciousness of mankind, then, as you recognize you are one with a great life in our octave that knows no such thing as so-called death, as you draw that back into yourselves, as you draw it into the world, as you command it to come into outer action by all activities of the sacred fire, will you find the greater life in its greater perfection and purity and power will remove from the life down here that is caught in the discord of the shadows, the limitations of those shadows, and the removing of so-called death is the last limitation. And that is your privilege to understand this. And as you hold your attention upon the desire to be free from so-called death, will you draw the power into yourselves and the world by which it is overcome? Then you stand as the legions to assist the mighty Master Jesus, the mighty Saint Germain, and those of us who are trying to release mankind from their own creation. You assist in the awakening of mankind to the realization that the greater life contains the power to overcome so-called death, and the ascension takes place as easily as breathing. If this were not the law and the fulfillment of the divine plan, why would life in unascended mankind dread so-called death, try to delay it, try to avoid it, try to hold on to what represents youth and beauty and happiness? The very repulsion in mankind against so-called death should tell the intellect that it is a mistake and never was the original divine plan. And as you realize this tonight, as you understand what your desire can do, by your oneness with the life that knows no death, do you not see how you draw that greater perfection into yourselves until you too become that same power of life to live without the experience of so-called death? This is what is the destiny of America. This is the future of the whole human race and those of us who guard America, and that includes you, have this responsibility to bring the light, the full illumination, inner and outer, to the masses of the people, that by the oneness of their love to the mighty I Am Presence and to us, they draw into themselves the power that dissolves so-called death from all the experiences of mankind in this world. And then you will realize your power to bring heaven on earth while yet unascended. And the more of that perfection that comes here, commanded to be eternal, the greater is the raising power to the rest of the life of mankind. So tonight, if I can make this clear to you, so that you love it and call it into action with great devotion, great happiness, and the understanding determination that allows it to flow and build the momentum in and around you, you will go forward, my dear ones, with the consciousness of your mastery that as soon as you begin to feel it, will forever manifest it in the world around you. So when you realize this is the destiny of America, to reveal the dominion over so-called death, then America as a nation must be guarded and prevented from being filled with a human creation that would destroy the nation and destroy the God blessings of this nation if those hordes of evil are not leashed and annihilated and taken out of America. For America's destiny is to be the focus of the power from the Ascended Master's octave that reveals to mankind that so-called death is overcome in the attainment of the ascension, the original divine way. And then the earth begins to return to the constructive way of life wherein mankind live the fulfillment of the divine law, and the human creation of the past is no longer permitted in the cycles that are to come, because the sacred fire rules the cycle and not mankind's human desire. Until mankind is filled with the desire from the mighty I Am Presence and the ascended master desires, which produce only perfection, the limitations of this world would go on indefinitely. That is why mankind cannot arise out of the conditions of limitation without the assistance of the ascended host. That's why the mighty I Am Presence calls to us in assisting an individual, that we may enfold that outer self in the cosmic fire from the central sun, while the mighty I Am presence cuts away the human creation, allows the light to expand, and the sacred fire takes its dominion in the individual, and freedom manifests. So if you will remind and remind and remind the outer intellect that it must keep the attention upon the mighty I Am presence, the perfection of that presence, and the perfection and the powers of the ascended host. And as you realize you are one with that life, and its greater perfection is waiting to flood into manifestation in your world, all of its blessings for eternity, you cannot lack for any good thing. That is what your blessed Godfrey means when he said, do not look to human beings, but turn to your presence, and let your presence govern conditions out here, and regulate them so the right supply comes to you, the divine way. Dear ones, I know when you're under the physical conditions of lack, how distressing it seems. But oh, my dear ones, if you only can realize this deeply enough, if you only will feel it deeply enough, the great God presence, your mighty I Am, and the ascended host are so willing to flood to you every good thing, just so long as you recognize your oneness with your mighty I Am presence, your oneness with us, and that the law of the universe is a perfection of our octave, and your mastery comes by your attention upon that until your feeling allows it to come into you and into your world and become the permanent condition of your life's experiences in the future. So, blessed ones, we hope through this realization to awaken you all to the place where your supply comes so much easier. And then the fear of the outer world, the discord of the outer world, cannot rush in upon you once you become anchored to your mighty I Am presence and the ascended host as your source of supply. Once you know that, with all the feeling of your life, will the floodgates open, and there will come to you the boundless gifts of our octave and from the heart of your presence, regardless of any condition in the outer world. And this is the way we want to bring you your freedom. Thank you, precious ones. For just a moment while you're standing, if you remain so a moment, I want to explain that you cannot call the great central sun's sacred fire purity into your nation to purify conditions here without purifying yourselves as well. And therefore, whatever lifts your nation by the greater life for which you call the greater purity, it must of necessity lift you because you are within the nation. And then to you first would come the boundless supply that becomes the illumining presence and perfection that eventually fills the nation. So I enfold you tonight again in the love of my heart and the hope that your attention to your I Am presence and to us, with the realization your life is our life, one with our life, and all the blessings we have are yours. We want you to go forward from tonight and carry that happiness back to your homes, back to your business, and fail not to remember there flows constantly from above more than has ever yet manifested in this world, and we want your worlds to be filled with that for eternity. So I enfold you in the fullness of all the blessings that our life streams can give, and the protection and the supply that does purify your America and holds command until the cosmic law is ready to act and cleanse the earth of the shadows of human discord forever. Thank you, and won't you be seated, please? Since it is our great privilege to bring the greater blessings of the Ascended Master's octave to earth, we enfold you in those blessings. We want you to fill the nation with those blessings, and together we will fill the earth with that which does bring into outer manifestation the fulfillment of the mighty Master Jesus' promise to life and the mighty Saint Germain's command for purity and freedom on the attainment of the ascension as was originally planned. And then may your obedience now be such a joy, and the power you release ever grow greater, and you become one with the great Central Sun Magnet's power to lift all life wherever you go into this greater perfection of our world in the attainment of the ascension, in the happiness and natural, easy, comfortable way of entering in to your eternal perfection. Thank you with all my heart's love for eternity. Thank you, beloved Goddess of Liberty, and all the beings who guard the destiny of our beloved land. May the great power of that greater life flood forth its sacred fire now everywhere within our borders, and hold the Ascended Master's control so blazing with their power of the sacred fire, mankind's shadows are forever consumed. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly in that limitless outpouring of such invincible victory over all in this world, that wherever we abide, that manifestation of the Ascended Master's sacred fire takes its dominion for eternity. And we thank thee. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, charge us and clothe us with all the power of the sacred fire necessary to bring into all conditions the perfection from the Ascended Master's octave for eternity. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, precious Goddess of Liberty. And beloved Arcturus and mighty Cyclope and all who guard the destiny of our nation, in the fullness of thy heart's love, clothe us now in the Ascended Master's sacred fire that does forever produce whatever America requires, be purified, raised, and forever set free. And we thank thee. And to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, and beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into his distress all ascended master activities of the sacred fire, and keep on pouring them until they have forever dissolved and consumed everything that is of human creation. And we thank thee for eternity. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and the blessed Goddess of Liberty and the Great Ones, asking them to accept it, amplify it without limit, and charging it to the one mighty stroke of all activities of the sacred fire necessary to set the world free, move into outer physical conditions the sacred fire that shall forever purify all and hold command with full power for eternity. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask it to flood forth all it contains into the outer use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, the original divine way, without passing through the change called death, and we thank thee. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all activities of the sacred fire necessary to set America free, and through America, the world for all eternity.